Maar wat is Moody's man? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's mammon.
Yep.
We're Moody's men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
Aloha Yakai, this is Moorich Mag 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. It's a pleasure to be here. Glad you tuned in, and keep it locked for the next hour if you're interested in good news about First Nation people in Western Australia, and particularly around Whadjuk country, Minang country, and I guess everything in between. Particularly if you're listening in for the first time, Moorich Mag is all about good news stories about First Nation people. Nick's on assignment still, and my colleague Tony Hansen's joining me, otherwise known as Tonji.
Good morning, Jimbo, and wishing Nick all the best in his studies, and it's good to be back supporting Moorich Mag once again.
You better remind our listeners who you're mobbing, where you're from.
My mob is Minang Goring people from the Great Southern. And
that means you might be related to me. Kind of.
Kind of, in a roundabout way. And also connections to the Wadandi Bibbulmun people as well down there in Carrick region as well.
And you didn't mention that other mob over and the Eastern Seaboard.
Yep, Eastern Seaboard, North Queensland, in Yarrabah, the community of Yarrabah outside of Cairns, and also connections to the Gascoyne on the side of my great-grandmother's side, which is the Dalgetty side.
Oh, you could say you just spread around like Vegemite.
Oh.
Here, there, everywhere, you know, First Nation people, you're related to them everywhere, aren't I?
Well, we are, you know, it's there are boundaries, but we're connected, and we're the glue between each and every one of us and our people.
The show today is we're talking Kutcher Edwards. Yes, remember Kutcher? Big man who, I just remember when I first saw him on the TV, big fella. I think it was Commonwealth Games, one of the games where he was part of the entertainment, and a little girl was walking beside him. I'm sure it was Nicola Webster, who's now a grown entertainer in her own right. So Kutcher's on the show today, performing tomorrow night, and I think tonight also at the Duke down in Fremantle tomorrow night at Lyrics in Maylands. Yeah, you might still have time to get tickets, but you'll hear from Kutcher in a little while, telling us about what he's doing in WA, what his new music entails, and also heading on down to Nanup Music Festival. So we'll hear all about that from Kutcher coming up a little later. And a little later, a friend, I mean, all Noongar people are friends of mine. There's a Ewan man who's in town at the moment. Last time I saw him, Tony, was at the Moore River Centenary 2018.
Well, that's a while ago, Jim, and was a very significant day as well. Lots of families and survivors coming back to a place of, some will say good, some will say a place of trauma as well.
Yeah, Justin Mogridge will join us a little later. And he's been living over in Port Augusta, South Australia. I'm about to sneeze. Oh, I did sneeze. Wow, it came out anyway, whether you liked it or not. And wow, I hope you covered your ears then and everything in between. Here's me trying to hold it in. But okay, if you just tuned in, we're going to go to a song and in a little while talk to Kutcher Edwards, a big man, big heart, and lots of big songs. So we'll play a couple of songs today. Let's go to one and we'll figure out whether I can stop sneezing and maybe get a hold of Kutcher Edwards. Let's go to a song.
That was Emma Donovan, Till My Song Is Done.
What a marvellous voice, eh? Koori Noongar lady, and from your country, Wadandi.
Wadandi.
Emma Donovan, that's Neville Counsellor is the father. Oh, look, we're really really blessed to have Kutch Edwards on the line joining us on Mortgage Mag. Hello, Kutch.
How are you all?
Look, I haven't got Nick today. I've got my colleague Tony Hansen, otherwise known as Tonji, Stolen Generation person like yourself. So welcome to Mortgage Mag.
Yeah, got over here on... It's weird. You fly out of Melbourne at, what, 20 past two, and you land in Perth at 3:30, so the flight's only an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, tricky, eh?
It's weird.
Well, I think Tonji can tell you a few experiences of you know, because he's been travelling a lot lately as being an ambassador for Stolen Generation people here. Look, before we start, who are you, Mob? Where are you from? I mean, I called you Muddy Muddy earlier, but give us a bit more of an outline where your country is, brother.
Yeah, I was born in a little town on the Murrumbidgee, a place called Balranald. Balranald, if you have ever been to Swan Hill, Swan Hill, the River Murray sort of flows northwest towards Robinvale. And if you go 30 k's out of Swan Hill, you hit a little town called Nyah, and then about 5 k's from Nyah is a little turnoff off on the Murray River called Toolibuck. You cross the river into New South Wales, and if you drive directly north of Toolibuck, you drive into Balranald. And I was born there, but because of circumstance, and now the federal government having jurisdiction over blackfellas after the referendum in 67, we're taken off. Six of us are taken off, mum and dad, and brought into Victoria. And that afternoon, sort of a court case, and we're shanghaied down to Melbourne, where I lived for 11 years. And old brother there sort of would understand what I'm... I suppose any listener would understand that if you redirect a river, there are consequences. And that's what they did to us. Any child who's been removed from their parents and their country and their genealogy, their family tree and language and culture... Yeah, it took a while for me to come to terms with that, and 28 years sober and clean now, so
good.
I understand my responsibility, Russ, you know?
You do. Look, and we'll get Tony to comment shortly, but, I mean, I'm listening to radio this morning, and I heard you're on The Breakfast Show, RTR-FM. You're getting around on RTR-FM. We must be one of the better radio stations in Western Australia, right?
Yeah. No, mind you, I wasn't up there, on the crack of dawn this morning. It was a pre-record, obviously, but I'm sort of really finding it difficult to... the body clock is still sort of... I'm waking up here in Perth at probably around, I don't know, 6 in the morning, because my body clock is at 9 o'clock, you know.
Of course. Look, have a yarn with Tonji, because he's got a similar background, so he can tell you a bit of his history and where he's from. Yeah. You probably heard earlier that he's we're getting you on the phone then, because he's got connection back over to Cairns. But Tonji, tell him about yourself.
Yeah, good to meet you, Kutch, and really appreciate this opportunity to have a conversation with you today on radio.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm very similar to yourself. You know, 1970, I was, sadly removed from my mother's care and, you know, sadly went 22 k's outside of the community town where I grew up in the Great Southern called Katanning. And the institution that used to be there, it's a dual place, dual naming, one location. It was in the early days, it was known as Carrollup Native Settlement. And then later on in 52, it became the Baptist Mission. And I, sadly, I spent the next 15 years here, so I you know, finally got out of that place in 1985. And some of our people in the wider community will say, well, we've got to get over our history, but this is only recent history. And it's our shared history. And when you put those dates into time, in the timeline, people that are listening today will stop and go, wow, that's not that long ago.
Yeah.
It's not that long ago.
They say, aren't you better for it? Look at you now. You've got a good job. And it's like, hold on. If we were to do that to your children, how would you like it? And that's how I look at it, brother. I don't talk about self. I talk about how my mum and dad had to deal with that. And there are stories of my older brother who didn't get taken at the time, and he remembers mum crying every night. And it's like, how does this happen? And these old people go to their graves thinking, why did this happen? And that's what upsets me, just because... And I respect Kevin Rudd. Just because Kevin Rudd apologises doesn't take away the trauma and the lost years, brother. And that's what hurts me. And the naysayers, they, you know, what do you want? What do you want compensation? What do you want? And it's like, no, we can't get those lost years back.
Exactly.
That's what hurts me, brother.
Yeah, it does, exactly, and I hear that. And I guess, you know, I'm the same as you, and I'm one of probably a very small handful of people that are the youngest group of Stolen Generation people right across this country. And I'm, you know, I guess it's the resilience and the capacity of our being and our mother's spirits that have carried that journey with us and followed us on that journey. And that's something that I always think about, is reflecting on my own mother and my grandmother, because, you know, Jim shared some documentaries about you, and I see that time when you first met mum, and I was the same. I was unsure whether they would remember me because I don't remember them, and I was only 3 years of age at the time. But you see that and you feel that presence when your mother and your grandmother massage you from your head and your shoulders, to reconnect spiritually, to see if
they meaning non-Aboriginal people, they don't understand what they've actually done, and they reflect if they can only reflect if it is suggested that let's try it now, let's take all, you know, all their children off them and let them try and figure out a better tomorrow for us all. But that moment in time where I was 6 years old, brother, and I got told over the school PA that we had a visitor at Arana, the children's home, and we ran for a 6 year old to run, you know, 2 or 3 Ks seems like a marathon, and got to the cottage. And the irony was that in the children's home, Arana Methodist Children's Home in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, there were probably 12 cottages. And the irony is all those cottages had Aboriginal names.
Mm.
And we lived in a cottage called Kawinda. And my older brothers and sisters ran through the door and, Mum. And I'm sort of cowering behind, 6 years old, I'm cowering behind one of my older brothers, and I'm sort of, who is this? Who's this person?
Mm.
And they said, dummy, it's mum. And within 3 hours, she's, you know, coerced to leave. And it's like, well, why come and go at the same, in the same day? Can't you stay? And it's like, she's got to go. She's being... she's on their timeline, not the one that she wants to be, and she has to obey every rule if she wants to see her children. And I've learned to deal with it, but I talk about it even to the here and now, is that it's taken me a long time to reflect that this individual, Kutcher Edwards, at 58 years old, was scared of his mum. How can that be? How can that why? And you look back, and I'm just one in hundreds of thousands of individuals. And you're one of them, brother, and that's what hurts, you know?
Oh, exactly. And it's that intergenerational trauma, and that's what they were doing. They were triggering trauma again by bringing mum there to see you and then moving mum on their time, on their timeline.
That's right.
And they didn't care about the health and well-being of your mother or you guys as siblings as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry to interrupt the conversation. I'm loath to break into the conversation between two amazing individuals, Kutch Edwards and Tonji Hansen, two people that, well, I have a lot of respect for, and I don't want to interrupt too much. I want you to carry on the conversation because we've got some music lined up, but that's secondary. So we're listening to Kutch Edwards, who's in town for a concert at Lyrics tomorrow, the George and Fremantle tonight. So carry on the conversation. Just pretend I'm not here. Just talk to each other. I mean, it's not often we get this on radio, could you? So I'm going to leave you two to have a yarn.
Yeah. So brother, did you get to meet Archie and Ruby?
Yeah, I got to meet Archie. Unfortunately, never got to meet Ruby, and I see the wonderful connection between yourself and Archie. Ruby and Uncle Jack as well, and
my
it gives me goosebumps even mentioning those names right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're our brothers and sisters. We were part of a profound group of children that were, removed during that time of genocide in this country, and removed. And I always share with people, Kutcher, is that I went to Canada last year and I did not realise that the Industrial Schools Act was implemented in the United Kingdom, and it was the same practices that was used around the Commonwealth countries right throughout the world, and it was fine-tuned by the time they got to Australia.
And it's, I reflect, and I had to write a song many moons ago for Palliative Care Victoria. A mate of mine, Kevin Larkins, was a head honcho at Palliative Care Victoria, and he said, "Kutcher, can I commission you to write a song about how blackfellas deal with the knowledge that they're on that journey of no return? We're all on that journey of no return, by the way, but in retrospect of illness, when illness and ill health becomes our people." And so I sat down and I said, "Who can I go and see?" So my mum's older sister was in a facility in Brunswick. So I went and saw my auntie Ollie. And I sat with her for a good nearly 2 hours, and I had a dictaphone, not an iPhone at the time. And I sat with her and I just yarned, and I got up, and there was this frame on the wall and all her brothers and sisters. And I saw my mum and I saw my Uncle Billy and I saw my Uncle Artie and I saw my Auntie Violet and Auntie Kitty. And then all of a sudden I looked down into the bottom left-hand corner of this frame and I said, "Hey, Auntie Ol, who's this old one here?" And it was a photo of a fairly young individual. Would have been all of, 15, 16. And she said, "That's your Auntie Blanche." I said, "Auntie Blanche? Would I have met her?" She said, "No, she would have passed before you were even born, Kutcher." I said, "Who's her children? Has she got any children?" And Auntie Ollie said, "Jackie Charles, Esme Charles, Christine Charles, and Archie Charles." And I said, "Auntie Ollie, I've known Jackie and Christine and Esme and Archie for over 35 years. I didn't know how closely we were related." And she pointed at me, "Well, now you know some."
Kutcher, we're going to go to a song because we want you to stay on the line, if that's okay. And a great song. Have a listen to this and come back. And you and Tom, just again, pretend I'm not here and just have a yarn. Here's a song.
If your burden's too heavy, it's gonna break you. And you're my concretion.
Welcome back, Kutcher. Sorry, we had to have some words from our sponsors and Stolen Wages, the Richard Stolen Wages. They chucked us a bone in WA, as they've done in Queensland. But that We Won't Cry with Uncle Jack. And I've heard that song sung with you joining them in a car. Was that carpooling karaoke or something?
Yeah, that was Kutcher's karaoke, and it was so interesting to hop in the car with them both. And
wonderful.
And he's all very similar, and finding out who that person in the mirror actually is, and until you find out, you'll be forever lost. And our role is to nurture all those children who are now adults. Our role is to nurture them back home, and with my two brothers now no longer with us, and Ruby, and I find the weight is heavy on myself.
Well, it's even more heavy when you think that all stolen people now are eligible for aged care services, Kutcher. So welcome back to the show. This is RTR FM 92.1. Keep it locked and Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Kutcher, there's another couple of radio stations joining us. So you're being heard far and wide, so welcome back. And I got quite emotional hearing that song and remembering both wonderful individuals and yourself, thinking about you in the car. So I'll leave you and Tonji to keep on yarning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kutcher, I was just having a look back at a book that I've been reading recently since getting back home from Canada, and it's called 21 Things You May Not Know About the Indian Act. Now, this book is, or you, if you want to, you can change Indian and put Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, because everything is still the same. And the writer of the book is Bob Joseph, who also was a survivor from the residential schools in Canada. And he quotes here, he says, "I have a deep hope for us," and this is how I present it today, "I have a deep hope for Australia that there can be reconciliation. I want every Aussie to imagine Australia in which every person will live with dignity, value and purpose. But to do that, there must be reflection on our shared history and the harmful periods and the events that continue to haunt us as a nation. Understanding the fundamentals to understanding why those harmful periods and events took place." And the other quote of that came from one of the commissioners from there, and she said, "When the present does not recognise the wrongs of the past, the future takes revenge. For that reason, we must never, never turn away from the opportunity of confronting history together, the opportunity to right a historical wrong." And that's a wonderful reflection on our own journey as a nation, but also as stolen generation people of this country, the oldest living people on the planet.
Almost like you two should write a song, and Tonji should sing with you, Kutcher. Maybe you can convince him. I reckon he's got a... There's a song there somewhere.
Depends if he wants to come tomorrow night.
Well, I'll arrange that. We can arrange some tickets. Yeah. So, Tonji, I'm sure you and Kutcher can speak volumes, and please take some time and talk some more.
Yeah, I do. I sit back and I reflect, but... I was thinking in that moment when you were talking about the residential schools and what transpired in Canada, and I sit and I don't know whether people know who Teljum Edwards is. Teljum was in the same place as Jackie Charles and Archie Charles at a different time, but Teljum's father is a man by the name of Howard Edwards. Howard Edwards's mother is my dad's older sister. So Teljum is 70-something years old. I turned 60 in 2 years. He's 70, mid-70s now, Teljum. But, he reflects and talks about going on the merchant navies over to, I think it was South Africa, and he wasn't allowed off the boat because he was black in South Africa and at the time of apartheid. And he sat with me probably about 2 months ago, and he, very knowledgeable man, but he said, "Hey, Unc," he calls me Uncle Kutcher, "Hey, Unc, how are we related?" And I had to tell him, I had to say, "Well, your father, Howard, is my first cousin, but in an Aboriginal kinship, he's my brother, so that's why I'm your uncle, Teljum." And he sort of, you could see his brain trying to figure all that out. But he would have known that. We would have known that through the law if things weren't interfered with in this country. Our kinship system would still be intact, and our names would associate to the place of where we were born. And the family structure would explain our names. Edwards is not my last name. Morrison is not Jim's last name. These are colonialist last names we have. We respect them because that's who we are and how we're referred to. But I would prefer that my last name reflect who I am within my family. I'm ninth youngest of 12 children, but I have an Edwards. Edwards is my last name, but that's not me, you know. To be honest... Yeah, hold on. I've just got somebody knocking on. Yeah, okay.
That's okay. Whilst he's going to his front door, Kutcher Edwards is appearing, singing tonight at the Duke of George in Fremantle. Doors open at 7 p.m. And tomorrow night at the Lyrics Underground Maylands, where we'll be going. And as you've heard, he's yarning now with Tonji Hansen, another stolen person, probably the youngest stolen person, a stolen generation survivor in this country. But since we last spoke to Kutcher last year, he's now been included in the Hall of Fame. So we might get Kutcher to talk some more about that after he answers the door. So, I'm interested in this conversation Kutcher and Tonji are having. Are you there, Ton? Are you there, Kutcher?
Yeah, I'm here, yep. But that was my wife coming to the door. But that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, for people who watch Rabbit Proof Fence and those three aunties that walk across the screen as the last sort of image in the film Rabbit Proof Fence,
yeah.
And they all look 70 and 80 years old.
Yep.
Yet me and Tonja are, 50 or heading towards our 60s. It's not a generation ago. We're in the same, and people don't understand that. But I haven't eaten this morning, Jim.
We'll let you go. Kutcher, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I mean, you're the NAIDOC Person of the Year 2001, won a Deadly Award. Look, it goes on and on and on, the awards, your contribution to Advance Australia Fair with Judith Durham. These are all things that can't be forgotten. Thank you so much, Kutcher, for being on our show.
Yep. Thank you, Kutcher.
Bye-bye.
Good. Bye-bye.
Look, out of that song that he's also been made famous for, but new album's come out and... He performed with Black and Blue. He's got a whole range of, following and people that have sung with him. Let's go to a song and we'll see who's next on our show. Tonj?
Yes.
Let's go to a song.
What a beautiful song. We sing, Kutcher Edwards. And I love the lyrics of it. We sing for love, we sing for justice, and we long for freedom.
Kutcher Edwards, yeah, money, money man. stolen, and I learnt this morning. I was listening to The Breakfast Show, and Pam Bolan was introducing Kutcher to RTR FM listeners, but we beat you, Pam. We're also going to Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Albany. So Kutcher Edwards appears tonight at the Duke of George in Fremantle, tomorrow at Lyrics in Mayland. So you may still get a ticket, or you know, inquire where the normal concert tickets are. Big man, Kutcher Edwards, amazing person to have on the show. But talking about amazing, we've got Alan Cullen here. Or did I say Alan Yates? Which one would you name? Which name would you like? But also Justin Mogridge. Justin, Alan, who are you, mob? Where are you from?
Yeah, g'day. Thanks, listeners, Kaya. Lovely to be a part of the program this morning. My mob, Ewood, Ballardong, Family Links, and currently working in South Australia, but born here in Perth. Grew up various locations, ranging from Newdigate down to Rowlands up to Magumba in 1965, and Moora Reserve, and then back down to Perth. Spent my teenage years in Perth.
Wow, look, and the last time we laid eyes on you was 2018. That, it's a Stolen Generation show today here on Moorish Bag, Noongar Radio, Great Southern FM. And, I mean, that's the reality. The truth is a half of our population was stolen and all descendants. In fact, it's more than that, 57%. So, I mean, the Moorish Bag hears a lot about stolen because, I mean, it's important for us. So you were there for the centenary of Moore River Native Settlement and Magumba Mission. So that's when we last saw you. Lots of things have happened since you. At that event, you brought across some dancers from South Australia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity to attend the remembrance and celebration there at Magumba, Moore River. Very moving moment that a lot of our, especially our elders that were affected by past policies and so forth, and see their faces. At that time, I brought my daughter across, who's got a dancing group in South Australia called Dusty Feet Mob.
Right.
And they came across for that event.
Good. And they must be doing great things still, are they? Because I'll tell you what, it was a spectacular show. The dancing that your daughter, I mean, don't even know her name now, but yep, your daughter and others performed. So they're still going, eh?
Yes, they're still going after 12 years, and my daughter's name is Juanita Kagan,
right?
And she's been the main coordinator for that program, getting young people involved, getting young people to understand the history of our people, not just only here at Magumba or Moore River, but right across.
Good. So what sort of dance was Dusty Feet involved in? Traditional dance, jazz, ballet, or how did you describe that?
Yeah, one of the key performances that they do is a performance, and they performed with Uncle Archie Roach.
Yes.
There was a celebration over in South Australia, Sorry Day, and they got up and performed in front of, 1,600 people at the breakfast, and I was told that there was probably not a dry eye in the audience.
Well, we had Archie Roach and Jack Charles singing We Won't Cry, and we remembered Kutcher on, car karaoke, that you might have seen it, but obviously we're both Uncle Jack and Archie passed now, but very emotional time. But back to you. I'm calling you Justin. Is that okay?
That's right. Fine, yeah. I guess in many respects brought up in Perth, been adopted out, but fortunately I was fostered out to a uncle and auntie, and that was really good. But my name was changed about 3 months after I was born. And then over the years I was struggled with, I guess, finding my identity, who I really was, and who I wanted to, for my children to be identified with. And so I went back to my mum's maiden name, and that was Mogridge.
Right.
And
Mogridge, all from Moora, so Ewood, and strong connections to both Magumba
yep.
and Eunorsia.
Yeah. And in recent times, one of the things I've found out is my grandfather, great-grandfather, had connections out at Quiriding Yachting Way.
Right, okay.
And so that was a real eye-opener and learning thing for myself as I've researched a lot of the family.
Right. Look, we might just spend a bit of time now talking about what you're currently doing. Very important work. I mean, suicide prevention is a dreadful thing to be involved in. And we've just returned from Albany Katanning in the last few days, and there's been a spate of suicides down in Albany. Mm. They're not sure how to deal with it. They don't have the right counsellors or right culturally safe counselling to assist. So tell us about your work. Who's the organisation you're working with?
Thanks, Jim. I'm currently working with a group called Thrilly. Thrilly has been operating since 2017, and I've been a part of the service since 18 months nearly now. And we provide support to families and communities around suicide, unfortunately, but it's a needed service, as many of us know. And we need to walk alongside our families and help them find a way forward, if that can mean anything, you know. One of the things we try to do is link our community, families, to services that are in that local area, because they're the ones close on the ground that can provide ongoing daily, weekly support for our mob. And that can come in many ways. I mean, we sometimes look at the bigger picture, like out there in the community. We talk about counselling, we talk about a lot of stuff, but some of our mob might not be ready for that in that early stages. It might just mean coming together, listening and yarning.
And that's really important from our point of view, because our mob just really enjoy coming together, even that sometimes when there's grief and loss, it's we call it collective healing. And And that's been generations for us to come together. But so sadly, we can't do that often. So what's unique about Thrilly and the work you do?
I think Thrilly, I cover all of South Australia at the moment. My role is an advocate, and we have many advocates around the country. WA at the moment, we currently have, about three advocates based throughout the state.
Right.
And in South Australia, I'm saying there's only one, but around the other states and territories, we have representatives supporting our communities in those specific areas.
Right. And I know now we have a fellow whose family come from Albany, Mount Barker. Just trying to think of his name. He's an operator here.
Yeah, our brother. He just recently left our service and has moved on. And Michael. Yeah.
Right. So you're sort of an emergency response then, in a way, or is it when things have settled?
Well, during those immediate times when you need someone to come in and help coordinate supports, and that's only if the families request that too. We can't just walk in and take over and make all the decisions. That's not what we're there for. We're there to walk alongside our mob and support, and we're just there to also ensure that the appropriate services are supporting our mob.
Now that's terrific that the service has been developed, and it's a national service, and you have presence in each state.
It's a national service. We cater for Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander communities and families right across. And, I'm really happy to be able to talk about, we're starting a good thing called community capacity building. So we're looking at ways how our mob can find spaces, doing healing within our way,
Right, right.
So we might have elders in our communities. We might have some of the healing support that's happening in local areas. And we can engage our mob together to help families.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call you Alan, because I know you as Alan. that's fine, so we're going to confuse all the listeners.
I think so. Yes.
But, brother, in terms of the services that you guys deliver, are you a 24-hour service? Are you after-hour service?
We've got a 1-800 number. and we provide an on-call roster support service right across the country. There's other advocates around the country, along with myself. We all take part in a roster on-call support service. You know, we might get a week at a time where we provide the on-call support.
And such a very important sort of services because, you know, 9 to 5 is work and business.
Yep.
But in times of crisis, our people need ours. We need services after hours and are so important for the work that you guys are doing in this space. And I guess, you know, knowing that these services are available, I think it's just a great opportunity, again, to share that knowledge out there with community. So community actually knows because,
yes. You
know, we all knock off at 5 o'clock and the serious stuff that impacts our communities happens after hours.
That's true. And, yeah, we're very fortunate. We have a 1-800 number. I'm happy to leave this with you and share that with our listeners and our community because it's so important. We are there to support our communities and families. There are other support services when needed. There are those on-call support services around the country along with ours. We have a Yarning, 13 Yarning. We have our Brother to Brother, which is operated by Aboriginal men, our elders, across the country as well.
So how do they get in touch with Brother to Brother? That's an 1800 number, is it? 435-799. Is that it? 1-800-435-799. Yes. Look, we might be touching on very touchy subjects here.
Yes.
So if you're feeling like you need to talk to someone, I've heard 13 Yarn, so I don't know what number that is. I think it's 131114 or 13 Yarn. But what Alan or Justin is talking about here is Brother to Brother, 1-800-435-799. So it's great to have that number. And, you know, we need to be warning our listeners that if they're feeling like they need to be talking to someone, they're the numbers to contact. So great to have you on board and coming into our studio.
Yeah,
so tell us more. What else are you doing in South Australia?
Based in South Australia. Currently looking at in the community. We set up a men's group there previously that provided support to our men folk, especially a lot of our young ones, helping them to find some direction. And like a lot of us, we look at identity, finding out where we are, who we are, where we've come from, and hopefully give our young ones that foundation to step out and make things better for themselves.
I guess there's always a problem with connecting with young people or any family. So what's your secret then in how you develop that rapport and get to engage successfully? Do you engage successfully? You think I think
we try. We can do our best. And I know working in other parts of the country, you're always working in other communities, other areas where I'm an outsider. But while I'm over I fly the flag for Noongar Nation, and very proud of it over there. But you know, we go in. I go in respectfully and work alongside the local traditional owner groups, the local families, and the local services.
Yeah. Look, sometimes it's probably better to be an outsider. I mean, you're here so often where our organisations are probably, you know, perhaps they don't get the opportunity to speak to people or they don't have that trust. So it might be someone who's a little bit out of towner.
Yep.
And that, you know, anonymous sort of type thing where you're new to the community. Do you have that experience? Is that how you feel you're being accepted better or no?
Well, I think there's a bit of this and a bit of that. Sometimes there's a positive, sometimes there's a negative, sometimes there's a positive around we are neutral. We're seen as neutral by families and they gain that support from us. Some families feel threatened because we are from outsiders and they sometimes see us, oh, you're taking jobs from our local mob, you know, or you're this. But that's not what we're there for. We're there to make sure that our communities are all supported and given the best outcomes. One of the positives that I think we're going to close very shortly, but one of the big things I'm going to say, you know, thanks to Jim, you've done a great job, was it 2017, 18, helping South Australia set up the first Stolen Generation Committee.
Yeah, okay.
And the struggles that we...
Oh,
there was a bit of a struggle there for a while, but we worked through the issues and we worked with the community.
Excellent.
And the outcome was that South Australia has its own Stolen Gen.
Wow. Good to hear, because I was a little bit worried that things might have fallen into a hole. Look, this is Murich Mag, RTR FM 92.1, Noongar Radio in Great Southern. And it's been a pleasure talking to Justin, or Alan.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, just as I finish, I'd like to present Jim this USB. It's got photos of Magumba Moore River that I was able to obtain.
Good on you. So signing off for another week, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening in the Murich Mag. Stay locked.
Burwin.